Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, that's the first hour was totally, I guess you'd say, un-Blood River-like. But you know what, people? I can flat tell you, I've been laying awake at night recently. You know, you're not supposed to worry. It's supposed to be a sin to worry. But I see great calamity, great destruction coming upon our people. And with my little two-bit brain, I can see that one of the tools they're going to use that CW talked about. I've been knowing the guy for years. There's nothing I wouldn't do for CW. His family kept me from starving to death at one time when I was a kid, when I had no parents. You know, my mother left when I was very young. My dad was an alcoholic construction worker. And when we moved out of the horrible, bad part of South Memphis over to where CW lived, his family took me in. And I'll never, ever forget that. And I can flat tell you, you would not believe how smart that guy is. I won't tell you where he went to school or anything because it'd give him away. But the guy is, he's one of the smartest people I've ever known. Him and this guy named Dr. Stanley Monteith, who graduated from, Dr. Stan graduated from Stanford University Medical School at 19. God rest his soul. But people, I'm so grateful that Mark came on. I love Mark to death. And big sister Nancy came in. I'll tell you about all the hell we went through putting this show together later. But listen, we've got to read a few things. I didn't get to read this because I didn't want to get too hot on the first hour for our guest. We get this card from Jay-Z of AZ. God bless Jay-Z from AZ. He's given us two big donations this month. One of them is regular. One of them, he just gave me an extra. Here's a card he sent, and this is to be read to all the Blood River Radio family. It says, "Hi, Eddie. Just a quick note to let you know how much I enjoy your show, especially the most recent episodes. You, Gene, and Monica are a delightful team. I recently contributed to the McMichaels Legal Fund after hearing your guest, I forgot his name. That was his guest's name. His was Lee. I forgot Lee's first name. But anyway, Lee Wilson. Anyway, he was the detective. It's probably who he's talking about. He said, after I heard your guest accurately describe the whole scenario about the McMichaels, what a tragedy. Blood River Radio deserves our gratitude for demonstrating how the injustice system persecutes white people. I'm seething over the wrongful imprisonment of the McMichaels, Derek Chauvin, and all the other white people, especially policemen, who have dared interfere with the right of noble Negroes to commit any crime they want to. You're right, Eddie, getting to the hot part. You're right, Eddie, about the stranglehold the evil Jews have on America. When America is restored to a healthy white, I turn the car over, to a healthy white country, the treacherous Jews must be first on the list to deport to Israel, to Congo, the North Pole, or any location of their choice where there is no chance they can return. Anyhow, I appreciate the cheerful optimism when you, Gene, and awesome historian, and Monica are all informing our people on Blood River Radio. In close, there are a few shekels for your travel expenses. Take care of yourself, brother. Our people need you. We need you, Jim. We need all the great people on here. We really do. And I'm going to try to read. Let me pull this up, y'all. I like to read stuff that people send us. Or they go to the trouble of sending it to us. So I really want to read the stuff they send us. I'm going down here. I'm going to read one more. Excuse me. Here we go. I'm sorry. I had to play my phone. This is on my phone. I'm going to read one more because when people go to the trouble of sending us stuff, I like to read it, folks. He says, "Hello, Eddie. Used to be game day before Saturday. Used to be game day before I was shaken from my stupor by you and a few others on the hard right. On my scale, Blood River Radio enters this broadcast day clearly ranked number one. Anybody else who takes the field against this juggernaut gets taken to the hospital before the end of the first quarter. Pour it to them, no quarter." And he says, give them the black flag. That comes from Biscuit down there in Florida. When people go to that trouble to send us stuff, y'all, there's no way I can't read it. And Biscuit is one of our big supporters too. We could not make it without people like that. People. So I hope you don't mind me reading that, because with these people right here, they keep the show going. But listen, folks, y'all heard Mark on the first hour. We have one of our great, precious people, a person I've come to love dearly just in the short time I've known her. It's my big sister, Miss Nancy Hitt. How are you doing tonight, big sister?
Now, don't forget that little brother.
Well, I'll tell you, you're always the boss when you come on, because, you know, you'll beat me over the head. like my biological big sister, she laid me out with a, it wasn't really a skillet, it was close to it. We were fighting over who had to wash the dishes. I was 8 and she was like 11, and I was kind of winning. I mean, I was going to the body with, you know, with these left hooks and those overhead rights, and so she just calmly reached over against this iron utensil and laid me out, almost damn near killed me. My aunt had to get ice packs put on my head. I mean, I was knocked as cold as a mackerel. And
now, she won that fight. Are you using that as an excuse? Is that what your excuse is for some of the things you're doing?
It sure is. And it's a good excuse. It's one of the best ones I can think of. Well, anyway, I hope you got to hear some of CW in the first hour. We're going to definitely bring him back for a series. And the end point is, people, it's great to know all the stuff about money. I wanted you to know some of that, because I still can't remember all of it. But like he said, it's just scratching the surface. But the end, our end goal is not, our primary goal is not to teach you to get a associate degree in economics. It's to try to help raise awareness of what's coming down the pike very soon. It's happened many times before. The money system, the currency systems, have happened over and over and over. To quote Senator Ron Paul, when he was to be, or Congressman Ron Paul, excuse me, Rand's the senator. When he was grilling Alan Greenspan one time, he said, you know, to your knowledge, has there ever been in history a system of fiat currency that does not result in total ruin, total value? So for it's, and they always have it. And like our CW defined a fiat currency as a currency that's a, to paraphrase it, the king, the president, whoever has the guns, they say, this is the money, you're going to use it, and if you try to use any other money, you're going to be blown out of the water, we're going to kill you. That's what happened to Colonel Gaddafi. That's what happens to Saddam Hussein. They want to do it to Russia now, because they're talking about making their own currency backed by gold. But anyway, we'll leave the money stuff right now, and we're going to go to our dear people. I was talking to, we didn't know we were going to get Nancy on. We, like I said, in the first hour, people, please pray for Rand Owen. I'm very worried about him. I know the last I heard about him, he was very sick, had a fever, sounded like a high fever. Can't get in touch with him. Dr. Hill can't get in touch with him. Please keep him in your prayers. I'm really worried about that brother. I really am. And I couldn't reach Gene today either. I'm kind of worried about him. Miss Monica, she's on a 3-week sabbatical, because she's got a lot of stuff to do that's fun she wants to do before she dies. But anyway, Mr. Mark, my brother, you got anything you'd like to comment on for the first hour, or do you have any new stuff you'd like to bring up before we start dropping our napalm, as our custom on this show?
No, God. Where to start? Eddie, I mean... Well, you know, I guess to segue away from the economic part of it for just a little bit, and talk a little bit more about the idea of Southern independence from this corrupt and evil U.S. empire, which would be something that would very much help the Southern people avoid some of these coming catastrophes. You know, we've been talking about in the league for years, and we've done a good bit of study into this with our various southern states, is that, we're a lot wealthier people, or at least have the potential to be a lot wealthier people than what we give ourselves credit for. I've said in several of my speeches over the last couple of years that part of the problem that our people have is that they believe lies. And one of the lies they believe about themselves is that we're a bunch of mouth breathing knuckle dragging Neanderthals who, if it weren't for our benevolent Yankee neighbors, would never be able to figure out how to get out of bed in the morning. And right. And in truth, the exact opposite is the case. One of my good friends used to say, you hear a lot about Yankee ingenuity. He said, really, the correct expression to use would be Southern ingenuity, because for 150 years now, the Southern people have had to do more with less than any other people on the face of the earth. I mean, we can right. take something, you know, we can make something out of nothing almost. And it's been out of necessity, you know, because our country was invaded, it was laid waste, and we were impoverished, and we were kept that way on purpose for a long time. But necessity has forced us to be very inventive, very creative. We're very resourceful people. On top of that, you look at the South from the standpoint of natural resources. We've got some of the most fertile, arable farmland on the face of the earth. We could easily feed ourselves and have access to export. If we controlled our own oil and natural gas, we would be.
Mark, here comes that music for that first break. Hold tight. I want to make a comment on what you said, because you're in Arkansas and talking about fertile soil. We're going to talk about some fertile soil in a minute, maybe. Just as a brief comment. People will be right back. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We'll be right back after this quick break.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Like I say earlier, I think I forgot to introduce myself the first hour, but that's how y'all know who I am, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we have my big sister, Miss Nancy Hitt, on. She was gracious enough to call in, and Mark, Tommy, my brother, League of the South, second only to Dr. Hill, what I've heard, but they've been gracious enough to come on. It was one of these weird days. It seemed like you either got 12 or 15 people that are wanting to come on the air, or you can't get in touch with any of them. And two of them, I'm worried about. I know where Miss Monica is, But if you will, to keep especially Ran and your prayers. And I'm hoping Gene's okay. It's a total unlike him, though, where I can't get in touch with him. But I'd just like to make a quick comment. Me and our guest on tonight, we know Mark's talking about fertile farmland. You can throw a rock from my house, and you got that Arkansas Delta, that Mississippi River, St. Francis Delta. That I've heard that topsoil goes down 20, 30 feet deep in places. And so same way the straight south in the Mississippi, state of Mississippi Delta. It's just, you know, the river, Mississippi River just separates Arkansas from Mississippi. You talk some of the richest land on earth. But continue where you on what you were talking about, Mark, before we went to the break. And Miss Nancy raised, she also raised some excellent points I'd like to comment on in a few minutes. But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, where I left off was talking about energy independence. You know, if you take Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana, we produce the vast majority of the oil and natural gas that the rest of the U.S. uses. You know, there just aren't that many deposits of it in other places. They found some oil up in the Dakotas with fracking and that kind of thing, but you know, you look at the Gulf of Mexico. I was doing some research on this the other day. Between Corpus Christi, Texas, and Mobile, Alabama, there are like 4,000 offshore drilling platforms.
Damn.
And 3,000 of those are between Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Venice, Louisiana, which is where the Mississippi River dumps into the Gulf of Mexico. And I had a brother-in-law back in Louisiana who worked offshore for years. And when we would get together for family gatherings, we would talk about gas prices and energy and this, that, and the other. And he would tell me all the time, he would say, "Mark, you wouldn't believe me if I told you." He said, "I get on a helicopter every 2 weeks and fly from Lafayette, Louisiana, out into the Gulf to go to the platform I work on." He said, "You wouldn't believe how many producing wells there are out there in that Gulf that the valve is turned off."
Wow.
So we are being literally starved to death and robbed blind by the United States government and all of its alphabet agencies. I had a good friend in South Louisiana who used to practice oil and gas law in the federal courts in New Orleans. He tried valiantly to keep Louisiana from being literally raped by the U.S. Interior Department over our oil and gas deposits. And he finally had to quit practicing law because it was giving him ulcers. And he told me on more than one occasion, he said, "You would not believe how corrupt and evil these people are and how they are robbing Louisiana literally blind of her natural resources. If we were independent and we controlled our own natural resources, we could be one of the wealthiest republics on the face of the earth. The Union needs us way more than we need it. And our people have to wake up to that fact."
Well, you know, one of the things, Tommy, Mark, that comes up, people will say, "Well, now, if we were to break away, how would we survive?" Which I think is a very silly question, because I have been to Europe and I see small countries like Luxembourg and Monaco. These places are doing well. Now, you mean to tell me Texas couldn't survive? Of course Texas could survive. The people would do better under freedom than they'll ever do under this tyranny that we're living under. And I'm going to bring out something that I think you would like to follow up on. Is on television, I saw this program that's taking place in Washington State. They were talking to a wheat farmer. And we know that Kansas is just covered with crops and flat that it could grow anything. And my question is, how is it possible in the state of Washington that they are exporting wheat to South America while we are telling our people we're going to be short of flour and wheat because of Ukraine? It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And as you and I were talking about during the break, there are four letters that can describe that problem. USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farming in the U.S. has basically been socialized, if you will, since the 1930s when Franklin Roosevelt was in office. And so farmers in this country since that time have had to go hat in hand to the USDA to get loans to put their crops in. Then they have to go to the government to get insurance just in case those crops fail. And then they have to mortgage this year's crop in order to go borrow money again from the USDA to put next year's crop in. So the net result is that it keeps people who try to farm in a perpetual state of peonage. The other effect that it has is that the government tells them what they can grow and how much of it that they can grow, and then they tell them how much they're going to get paid for it. So the whole thing is controlled centrally from Washington, D.C. And, you know, there's a famous quote from Thomas Jefferson who said that if the day ever comes that we have to look to Washington for when to sow and when to reap, we shall soon want for bread. And here we are, folks.
On that note, Mark, we have a caller. Hello there. How you doing tonight, caller?
I'm doing okay, Eddie. and I've been listening to your show. Mark, I'm a fellow Razorback. I graduated from the University of Arkansas.
And, well, we'll pig soup.
By the way, this is Leroy Hoback. The caller is Leroy Hoback.
You can give out my name over on the air, but that's all right, I guess. But anyway, I think that you all are right on the beam on what you're doing. I'm also a good friend of Tom Roth. And, you know, a lot of our people over the years have been hassled, and there's a lot of things that, you know, I've heard about the McMichaels. I've heard about all the things that happened in Charlottesville and all this. But, you know, over the years, I've known brothers and sisters in our organization that have been hassled and harassed repeatedly by the feds. And I guess it's because we've always been over the target from day one. You know, it's just something that you have to live with and stuff. But I've done very well in my lifetime. And basically, I get back. In fact, in our organization, we have a motto. It's called Non Silva Antur, service before self. And that's something that we've always, you know, worked with our people.
Yeah.
And that's something that I guess, you know, that we kind of grew up with, you know, in the movement itself, because that's the way it was. But anyway, I think that we're getting ready to face all these different problems. And I believe that the big thing is going to be food. I think that the deal is out there is right now we're, you know, the food prices are going through the ceiling. A lot of people I know basically are storing food, and they're basically getting prepared. Of course, we're an organization that's been preparing, I guess, forever, because I've known people that have done it for, you know, a long time. But we also have food warehouses. I think this is going to be the key, one of the key factors that we're going to be looking at in the next few years, if not months. But that's just part of it.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I've seen a number of stories in the news over the last few weeks about all these different food production plants that are being shut down for one reason or another. Yeah. Either they have a mysterious fire, or, you know, there's some disease gets discovered or something like that. All the more reason for our people to go back to their agrarian roots.
Mark, we're going to go to our break. Let's have people. We hear the music. I'm sorry, Mark. We got to go to our second break. We'll be right back, people, at this brief break.
liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden insisting that he stood firm with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman when he brought up the subject of Jamal Khashoggi's murder. U.S. intelligence says the prince had a role in it. Biden was blasted for fist-bumping the prince by some lawmakers, the publisher of the Washington Post, Khashoggi's employer, and Khashoggi's fiance, who says the president has blood from the prince's next victim on his hands.
I'm sorry she feels that way.
Biden also says he made it clear to the prince that he held him responsible for the journalist's murder. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeir backed up the prince to CBS News.
The charges that the Crown Prince knew about it, or much less ordered it, are ridiculous.
The Crown Prince has long denied involvement in Khashoggi's killing, repeating as much to Biden during their meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A federal judge in Tennessee has temporarily barred federal agencies from enforcing directives from the Biden administration that extended protections for members of the LGBTQ community in schools and workplaces. 20 state attorneys general sued last year, claiming the Biden administration directives infringe on states' rights to enact laws, for example, that prevent students from participating in sports based on their gender identity. U.S. District Judge Charles Achley, a Trump appointee, agreed with their argument and issued a temporary injunction until the matter can be resolved in the courts. A wayward dolphin has been swimming in the Thames River in Connecticut after it made its way upstream from the Long Island Sound. The dolphin was first spotted by fishermen Thursday morning. A video on Facebook shows the dolphin jumping around near the Norwich Marina, about 15 miles from the sound. The animal rescue team at the Mystic Aquarium was eventually notified. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear people, dear Blood River Radio family, appreciate that caller calling in. I know him all too well. Anyway, I met him over in Harrison, Arkansas. But anyway, we're going right back to Mark. Us and Big Sister. Big Sister Rose raised some great points. She talked about federal land, so-called federal land, and she talked about which brings to mind this point here. I saw Mr. Buddy or somebody sent me an email. I get to read precious few emails. I mean, precious few. One out of 100 probably. But I read this one, and it talked about the Supreme Court recently passing, ruling that Roe versus Wade, that abortion was not a right. But they said, I didn't know this, they said that a greater, even is great, equal to or greater than, the significance of that ruling was that some of these federal agencies were unconstitutional. Probably one of them being the USDA and, the Bureau of Land Management. So, if we keep pushing that, go ahead, Mark. You're kind of cutting out there. At least I thought you was. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was saying, are they just now discovering this? They're coming really late.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's taking their own precious sweet time. How much of this they'll be able to get through, I don't know. But you know what? It would be Wouldn't it be a glorious day if the Supreme Court would start trying to get rid of these institutions? And on the same note, I see where this congressman I was talking about him today. He's a Democrat out of California. Schiff. His last name is Schiff. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
He's wanting to get through passing a law. I don't know why he thinks Congress would pass a law taking themselves away from any type of oversight mission they have with the military and the National Guard to deal with terrorists on the United States soil. I mean, the military is never supposed to be used to police civilians under any circumstances. But that's just some of the things he brought up. You know, that still shows you what these people want to do with us. But I just thought, you know, Miss Nancy and Mark, I thought maybe I have no faith in anything federal, including the Supreme Court, because, people like we have with these Democrats, you know, like Biden and a lot of the Republicans, they just don't know what the law is. It doesn't matter what the law is. The law is for us, not for them. But anyway.
Absolutely. Ms. Nancy,
you made some great points during the break. So go ahead, Ms. Nancy. Tell us a few of those things that you talked about during the break. Then we'll go back to Mr. Mark.
I just thought of something else. I used to ride horses, and I was interested in information about the Sierra Nevadas and how you could go into the Sierra Nevadas on a horse. And this is another one of these government BLM organizations that Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter. And you would not believe the pages and pages and pages of regulations that they have created just regarding access to the Sierra Nevadas, whether you be on foot, do camping, tenting, fishing, hiking, horseback riding, where you can camp on these rivers. You've got to be, 100 feet, 100 yards away. I mean, these people sit up in their ivory tower, and that is the only thing they're paid to do is create new regulations for us peons. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, it's a self-perpetuating thing. You know, the cycle just goes on, and the size of government continues to grow, and and of course, they do. You got to give the devil his due, as the old saying goes. They do a marvelous propaganda job of convincing all of us that they're so much better at running our lives than we are, and right. To a large degree, our people have bought that nonsense. It's just mind-boggling to me. One of the things that gets me in talking to the average person, what folks nowadays like to call normies. The so-called normal people out there, you know, is that you can have a conversation with them at a family gathering or around the water cooler or the coffee pot at work, and they'll spend 10 or 15 minutes railing and ranting up one side and down the other about how evil the U.S. government is and how it overreaches, it overregulates. It deprives them of their life, liberty, and property in one way or another. You know, taxes are too high. They're, you know, this, that, and the other, and just on and on. And just these visceral reactions that people give about how oppressive and awful things are. But as soon as they run that magic charm up the flagpole with those white, red, and white on it, they slap their hand over their heart and they start shedding big crocodile tears about what a great free country I live in. It's the best country in the history of the human race. And oh my God, I'm so proud to be an American. And 5 minutes ago, they were black and consigned them to the nether regions. It's a mind control game that is just mind boggling to me. You know,
that I'm saluting is the Confederate flag. I don't salute the American flag. I don't sing to the American flag, and I don't pledge to the American flag.
Well, what is there to sing about or pledge to? You know, as a Southern nationalist for years, people have asked me when they hear me say, you know, that we want to be free of the U.S. system, you know, well, why do you hate America? Well, I like to turn it around on them and say, well, give me reasons to love it. You know, mm-hmm. especially if you're a Christian, you know, you don't like abortion. You don't like sodomy. You don't like unjust wars. You don't like oppressive taxation. What is it about America that there is to love? You know, I mean, really, it's a serious question. You know, it's not just rhetorical. I mean, give me a good reason why there's something good to be proud of about it. And you can't. You can't
give me a good reason.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, being the people who asked that question, I would ask them, well, you're talking about the difference between holy matrimony, going and marrying somebody, say your high school sweetheart, you know, you're going to consummate the wedding, right? The marriage. But there's the difference between that and a rape. The rape's consummated too, you might be able to say, but it's a little bit different there. You know, the way the United States government, what they've done to the South and what another 100 other countries they bombed to oblivion over the past, you know, since there have been a United States, it's a rape. They raped the South. They raped every country they ever go into. But I think the people should say that, should look at it that way. We're raped. And you're, why don't you like being raped? Why don't you like being forcibly sodomized? I don't understand that. You need to either love it or leave it. They used to say that back in the 60s. But go ahead, guys.
And there's the salient difference. You know, in one case,
I'm sorry,
Nancy. In one case, you're talking.
Go ahead. Sorry.
In one case, you're talking about free consent. In another case, you're talking about the use of force to coerce you into doing something. You know,
exactly.
And there's the difference. You know, George Washington once said that government is not eloquence; it is force. And like mm-hmm. fire, it is a fearful master, a dangerous servant, and a fearful master. And you know. We're seeing living proof of that day after day after day. We're being, as you said, to not put too fine a point on it, we are being raped day after day after day, and we're supposed to stand up and shed big crocodile tears about how free we are and what a wonderful place this is and what a wonderful bunch of people we got ruling over us. I'm sorry, I gave up being able to do that a long time ago. And,
right.
You know, Nancy brought up the point about only flying and giving honor to the Confederate flag. This is another thing that boggles my mind. People gather to protest some horrible, evil thing that the U.S. government is doing to them. And what do? They wave the U.S. flag and sing God Bless America. Now, if that's not a logical disconnect of epic proportions, I don't know what is. You know, if you're going to protest something, if you want to show your opposition to something that's being done, you need to present a symbol at your protest that is the polar opposite of the thing that is oppressing you.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
We try. I went to a rally here in Alabama years ago to when they were removing the Ten Commandments monument from the state Supreme Court building. And there was this group of people down there who were protesting, and they were waving flags and singing God Bless America. We showed up with Confederate flags, and they told us we weren't welcome.
Yeah, Mark, we got to go to a break. You're knocking out of the park, you and Miss Nancy.
How
be right back,
is.
Folks, after this quick break.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on tonight. I feel like, I don't know about y'all, been a little bit off my game tonight. I've been trying to, it's been a really weird day. I've been worried about, Rand, just to let you know, I lost his text, but Rand just beeped in a minute ago on my cell phone. He said he's been in a kind of like a NyQuil stupor or something like that. He said, but his fever finally broke. So I guess he's doing okay. Must have had some kind of a bug, you know. He's a hard worker. And he has a small subsistence farm. He's ran all kinds of animals and stuff. So, and who knows? Maybe he's bitten by a mosquito or something. Anyway, so Rand sounds like he's okay. Maybe he'll be back next week. But anyway, Miss Nancy, I couldn't hear you that well during the break. But go. I think Miss Nancy said that the devil might have had a point by not being associated with the Blood River Radio. I don't know. What did you say, Nancy, about the Satan worshiper? I was talking. Hey, yeah. People, I got to tell you this. During the break, we were talking about what actually happened when I was a host at Political Cesspool. First of all, we had this guy named Winston Smith. He used to be a co-host with the Cesspool. He actually interviewed an exorcist one night on the Political Cesspool. And get this. This is the God's truth. The fellow who runs the, I forget his name now, is it Anton LaVey, who runs that, Anton LaVey runs the Church of Satan. He honest to God, he has a satanic church, black mass, the whole 9 yards in California. He was incensed because somebody had linked him to the Political Cesspool and the crew at the Political Cesspool. He said he would not be associated with a bunch of racists like we were. He didn't mind worshiping Satan, but he didn't want to be associated with us. But anyway, Miss Nancy, what do you think about that, kid? And I didn't want to get y'all off your track because y'all are doing great.
Well, I don't blame him too much, really, about that. But
I was afraid you'd say that.
I was going to pitch out something about the Christians are so concerned about things that they don't dive deep enough to understand where these evil ideas are emanating from. For example, the feminist front was Jewish. You can look at these, talk to these people, and find out. You know, the feminists were mainly Jewish. The ACLU is a Jew organization. NAACP was started by the Jews, a by a Brit. All of these things that come out for things are anti-Christian, basically taking down the creche, taking down the cross, promoting homosexuality and trigender or whatever these people are. It is being pushed by the Jews. And unfortunately, most Christians don't dig deep enough to find out who organized all of these things and is continuously doing it.
Miss Nancy, you're being too nice. They're stupid. That's the proper word. They're just really stupid. You're absolutely right. I'm going to ask Mark this question, and you too, Miss Nancy. Then we'll go back to Mark. I don't want to cut Mark off. This, you just nailed one of the most puzzling aspects to me in the world. I've seen some people I thought were borderline brilliant at the University of Memphis and in my life, and some Baptist preachers, and they'll preach, you know, Christ, 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 and, you know, and it plainly says throughout the scripture, there's only one way there's one way and one only to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. You know, the very first scripture I ever learned said, John 3:16, everybody probably knows that since they've ever been close to a church. It says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Well, the Southern Baptists will say, whosoever believes in Christ and worships Israel and worships the Jews. I mean, it's all this kind of crap. I don't understand how they can say, and I've debated with people like this, because you can rip them to pieces with the scripture, Mark. It plainly says in Galatians, the third chapter of Galatians, one of my favorite chapters, and just to paraphrase some of it, I've probably done, people are probably sick of me hearing this on the air. But if you go to the third chapter of Galatians, it says, Paul is preaching to the Galatians. He says, if you be baptized in Christ, there is no male, no female. There is no freedman, no bondman. There is no Jew, no Greek. In those days, they said Greek was what we call a Gentile. The last verse of that chapter says, of third chapter of Galatians, I'll just paraphrase it again. And if you put on Christ, the same, I'll repeat that. If you put on Christ, the same is a son of Abraham and an heir to the promise. That says it as plain as you can say it. Anybody, the chosen people in true Christianity, is the people who have been spiritually baptized in Christ. They have put on Christ. They're Christians. That's your chosen people. It's not a bunch of stinking, perverted, homosexual-loving Jews. You nailed it, Miss Nancy. What do you think about it? You have anything to say about that, Mr. Mark?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, our Lord himself said, you are either with me or you are against me. You either gather or you scatter. And there's no gray area in between. And I've often asked these goofy Christian Zionists who still think that the Jews are God's chosen people, and, you know, guys like John Hagee with their little Star of David flags and everybody jigging up and down, Ava Nagila and all that stuff. But I've asked them before. I said, look, just explain to me how you think a people who absolutely hate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who describe his mother as a whore, who say he's boiling in excrement in the bowels of hell.
That's right.
How in the world can these be God's chosen people? How can God show favor to people who so blaspheme his son and his blessed mother? I mean, it's ridiculous on its face to even say that these people have any favor with God anymore. Again, you're either with me or against me. I'm the only way. It's really not hard, at least this stuff. You know, St. Peter does give us a warning in one of his epistles that there are many things in Scripture that are hard to understand, and that the unlearned and the unstable rest with them to their destruction. And I see a lot of that among people. You know, they're trying to interpret things that they just don't understand, and they come to some of the screwiest conclusions I've ever heard of. And it's sad.
Well, people go to Israel. Christians go to Israel on tours. They never really see really what is happening between the settlers and the Palestinians. They don't know anything about the history of the invasion, of the 1948 invasion, how the Israelis killed not just Palestinian Christians and Muslims, but actually the British who had been fighting for them. So it's outrageous what, and you know, today this is nothing new. When the Jews go past a Christian church in Israel, they spit. And this is, all these things are common knowledge, at least to me. And yet the man in the street who visits Israel doesn't see any of that. It's protected from those facts.
Yeah, it is. It's sad, and it's maddening all at the same time. Because, For most of my life, my mother, when she gets frustrated with somebody, she'll grab them by the shirt collar and she'll shake them a little bit and say, "What in the world's the matter with you?" And that's what I want to do to some of these people sometime, is just shake them until their eyes rattle and say, "What in the world's the matter with you? How could you be so stupid?"
Mark, I know a fellow, he's like you. He was an engineer. I respect him greatly knowledge-wise. He's the greatest guy you've ever seen. Nice. He'd give you the shirt off his back. But he's got that old Scofield Bible, and they dismissed the Sunday school class. Well, I was a churchy for a while. I tell people I'm a recovering Baptist. But I just told them, one, you know, I was very new, very new. I didn't become a Christian until 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday. Well, we were doing this class, and I'll tell you what, the Southern Baptists, they love their Esther. My God, they love Esther. But anyway, oh, man. And I said, well, you know, it was the wonderful Jew. And I just said, well, Brother Terry, I mean, I'm new here, but I thought we were supposed to be worshiping Jesus Christ. You know, and I just bluntly asked him, well, do we not need Christ if we just believe, if we just worship Jews in Israel? Is that all we need? Or, well, no, you have to be a Christian. I said, well, which is it? I pointed to him the fact out, what we're talking about tonight. I said, I don't understand. Because I read the Bible, the King James Bible, cover to cover, hell, 3 months. And I said, the stuff you're preaching is not in, that's why I left the Baptist church. The stuff you're preaching about the Jews in Israel is a damn lie. You know, it's just, you know, mental illness. But to say that, you know, so I, evidently, being a Christian is not enough. You have to worship the Jews. It's almost like, it's like a superstition or an illness with these people. We'll go back to you, Miss Nancy.
Well, I guess I'm going to get on another subject. I'm going to bring up Ukraine and how we're going to fight until all of our money is expended, our billions and billions. We're going to keep on fighting. We're never going to allow Russia to negotiate a settlement until every penny of our taxpayers' money is spent on this hopeless, silly war. In which I find it so ironic that we're supporting Ukraine, headed by a Jew, and we didn't give an ounce of help that I recall to the poor people in Ukraine who were massacred and starved to death in the 30s under Stalin because he was our ally, he was our buddy, he was our friend. This is really
excellent point. You need to repeat very that, Miss Nancy. You nailed it. And you know what? The United States State Department knew that there were millions of Christians being starved to death and killed in the gulags run by 100% by the Jewish NKV. And they knew it. And they not only did they not help Miss Nancy, they helped execute those poor people. Yeah, that is a great point. I'm glad you brought that. Continue on, Miss Nancy. But I hope the people heard that. But continue on, Miss Nancy.
Well, I mean, of course, the situation in Ukraine for the people who live there is very sad. I just wish that we would stop bad-mouthing Russia and try to look at it from their point of view. I just think it would be a totally different picture if we had an invading force of Chinese on the Mexican border with nuclear weapons. Then we would have a very different approach comparing that to NATO, which we know that Russia is against being surrounded by nuclear weapons, and which is really, it's really our military under NATO. So, I mean, the irony of all these things is, it seems to be lost on people.
You know, another thing, well, our borders are being, we're being totally invaded at our borders, but the Jews don't give a damn about our borders, do they, Mark?
No, as a matter of fact, they want them wide open. You know, they're behind a lot of that, too. And but, you know, Nancy, sounds like we're coming against the break, so I'll hold that thought.
Folks, that's the end of the hour, people. That's the end of the show for the night. Thank you so much, Mr. Mark, and thank you so much, Miss Nancy, for coming in and bail me out. It was a kind of a weird day, tough week. But people, thank you so much for tuning in. Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to once again thank Miss Nancy and Mr. Mark for coming on and helping get this show going. Thank you, CW, for coming on the first hour. Thank you, Cameron, for running the board. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family. And thank you again, Jay-Z from AZ, for sending this great card. I had to read it. Well, good night, everybody. Same time, same week. God willing, Mr. Mark will be on next week talking about how we're going to get our Southern independence. Be right back next week. Good night, everybody.